Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet,
sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Today, we're going to change a topic. We need to delay our guest. It's been delayed. So what we're going to do is go ahead and talk about another topic, and we're going to continue this probably within the next 30 minutes on Six Sigma, probably within 30 minutes to an hour. So in the meantime, we'll talk about this topic. It's called 5 Steps to Give a Great Presentation. 5 Steps to Give a Great Presentation. If you have any question, go ahead and pose a question in the chat room. I'll go ahead and read it on the air. In the meantime, let's talk about presentation. Presentations are scary. I kid you not. Some people are natural born talkers. Some people are not. Some people have to really practice. So you, first of all, you need to find who you are and be able to bring that better self of public speaking out of you. If your personality is strong, it's easy to do that. But however, if your personality is kind of shy and weak, you have to be yourself in front of your friends, and that's how you have to present yourself in a professional way to give a great presentation. Because people follow you if you who you are, but they won't follow you if you try to be someone else. So here's the thing that you need to keep in fact. Fact one, 74% of people suffer from speech anxiety. 74%. I give you not. If you speak in a small group, speak in a large assembly, they are frightened to death. Even the best are frightened. And after a while, you get really used to it. So here's 5 tips that you need to do in order to make a good presentation. People absorb information either by visual, or words, or by ear, which is audibly. So number one, here's the 5 things, and I'm going to talk about each. First one, don't wing it. Number two, don't be boring. Number three, make sure that the slides convey what's most important. Number five, say something different. And number five, know when to stop talking. So let me go ahead and just dive straight into it, and this is going to be a 5-minute podcast. Okay, don't wing it. Practice, practice, practice. The best have a format in their head that's written out on paper how to outline what they're going to talk about. Now, some people can, you know, Larry King is really good talking and getting things done. And you're lucky, you will probably in the conversation get some very good questions out of yourself by natural interest. But you really need to have a format that's outlined, so you know, hey, point A, point B, point C, where you're going to go and where you're going to end, where you're going to begin, where you're going to end, what you're going to do in between, just in case you have an audience that's not responding. Sometimes you have that. They have a blank face that can get every word you say. But make sure that you keep it brief, making sure you stay focused, you make sure you stay to the point, then go off to something, you know, different. But make sure you get the core of the things that you need to get done. There's a saying, bless all the brief, so they can be reinvited. That is very true regarding making the guest presentation. Don't give them a cupful. Give them a bite-sized handful, just enough so they're going to want more. Okay, that's my advice. Okay, don't we get practice, practice, practice. Outline what you're going to say. I would say even do a PowerPoint presentation to get people to focus on something that you want them to focus on. Maybe it's just one word. Maybe it's a phrase. Talk about that phrase, and that's how you should outline in that presentation. Comics have a good way of doing things, and they actually practice. They find out what works with their audience, what doesn't work in their audience. Steve Martin has a book called Born Stand-Up. You should take a it's a good read. Take a look at it. And he talks about public speaking as a comedian. Okay, George Carlin tells good stories. Bill Cosby tells good stories. But they do practice with people. They know what works and what doesn't work. So kind of watch their stand-up routines and go from there. Number two, you don't want to be boring. Be exciting. Nobody want to hear something boring. Give good facts. Give them something they haven't heard before. Make it professional. Make it knowledgeable. Make it brief. Make them want more. Make them want to ask you more questions at the end. Don't give them so much information and so much explanation that their mind just goes. Make them want more from you. Okay. Number three, make sure that the slides convey what's important. Okay. Make sure that it matches on the inflection you're going to be talking about. If it's nature, put nature in there. If it's corporate, make sure it's corporate in there. But make sure the slides kind of communicate as a brain teaser. On what you're trying to say. Don't get it to distract. Make it to complement what you're going to try to say. The brain rules everything, so every presenter needs to know. John Molina has a book. Melinda has a book. So take a read of that. Also, Presentation Secrets by Steve Jobs. But look at Steve Jobs. He was a very, very good communicator. And when he communicates something, it was simple, to the point, and he captivated you. Look at his interviews. He captivated you. But he captivated you by telling you a story. People love stories. That's why people love reality today, because you're telling a story. Your presentation is a story. Number four, say something that is different. You can be sporadic. You can give an unconventional quote. You can tell a personal story. The personal stories is going to make you different, because it's going to be something you own yourself, and you be able to convince people what you're trying to convey. Some people say you need to take acting lessons and know how to read people, how to do some presentation. So if you're going to take speech, take acting this next semester. Okay, and number five, know when to stop talking. Bless a lot of brief so they can be revived. Make them want more, okay? Don't you hate the people that don't shut up, okay? They just keep talking, keep talking, keep talking. So anyway, bless all the brief. They will be reinvited. So let me talk about the 5 points again. Don't wing it, okay? Practice, practice, practice. Don't be boring. Tell some compelling stories. If you're going to be humorous, make sure it flows into what you're trying to say, that it won't derail your presentation. Number three, make some slides, okay, so people have a visual effect. We're visual today. Look at Pinterest. It's visual. There's really nothing there, but it's visual. Number four, say something that is different. Tell nice, compelling stories from your heart. And number five, know when to stop talking. If they give you 20 minutes to talk, don't give them 15, give them 14, okay? Unless your contract says you have to give them 20 minutes. Why don't you open it to the floor for question and answering for the remaining 6 minutes if that's the case. Okay? But keep it fluent. Keep it going. Give them 14 minutes of everything and say if you have any questions, make sure you maybe allow us to say, hey, I'm going to offer 6 minutes of questions. Please be brief with it. Let's go. And that's get people interacting. Thank them for listening. And if you have any other questions, please see me after the presentation. That's all I have for you. Thank you all for listening. This is Tim Jacquet, your host with the Core Business Show. Download these episodes on iTunes, on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for listening. Oh, lastly, my producer is saying you need to actually write reviews on the show so we know if these shows are working for you. Thank you for listening. Take care. Tim with the Core Business Show.
Thank you for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For a free quote on equipment leasing and financing, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. And fill out the information to receive your free quote. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to the core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. Thanks again for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.